You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Yes, it does. Great good morning, everyone. It is 10:08 a.m. on my Bacardo Jewelers watch here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Thursday, October 2, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Thomas Reese, Springbrook Township, Richard Polak, Larksville, Ronald Pickles Grahalski, Nanticoke. Veterans we've lost this year, but honor today, thanks to John. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, reminding you, this Bob Cordaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right, and yes, the double entendre is intended. So we gavel back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity in a morass of lunacy, particularly in the Democrat Party and on the left. Scary. Very scary. Well, something is going on. And we just saw how appropriate. We see PPL looking for a rate increase. It's a little bit higher for commercial than it is for residential. But it works out to somewhere between 5 and 7%, depending on the type of customer you are. And appropriately, a woman by the name of Monica Carey, she is an energy expert, and she says steel and energy are the twin engines of the Pennsylvania economy. Nearly half of America's steel is produced in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana, supporting more than 90,000 jobs and billions in economic output. In Pennsylvania alone, steel remains a cornerstone of the state's future. Monica argues what few realize is that the future of steel is tied directly to the future of American energy. They call steel the unsung hero of the future of electricity, specifically residential solar power. over 6,000 metric tons of steel are needed for every 100 megawatts of solar. Last year, Pennsylvania installed more than 2,100 megawatts of solar. A thriving solar sector means a thriving steel industry. She points out that Pennsylvania families are being hit with double-digit rate hikes and that our power grid strains under new demand from data centers. And we're that's a key thing. To me, you can build your data center, but you better have your own energy and your own water. And in Northeast Pennsylvania, by the way, that's easily solvable. But Monica Carey is the state director of Sun. And she's arguing that we need better state-level energy policy to support the steel industry and more. Monica, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Hi, great, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, tell us your point. Fire away.
Yeah, absolutely. So the real thing about solar is that it is, at its core, deeply tied to steel. Steel is the framework for solar. It is the support structure. Steel literally holds solar together. And as we put more solar on the grid, which we should do because it's cheap and it's fast to get on the grid, we're actually creating more steel jobs and improving, you know, the economics of American-made steel.
What are the subsidy levels for solar? Can it stand on its own yet?
Yeah, it absolutely can. I mean, we are seeing some subsidies for solar. They're not nearly as much as we see for some other energy sources. So solar costs have come down dramatically just in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. It is incredibly cheap. We see so many people choosing to go solar because it actually means that they get to rely less on their utility. And, like, who doesn't want to pay less every month on a utility bill? As you said, PP&L rate hikes are going up. That's not the first time that's happening. I think people just want to save money, and solar actually is a way to make that happen.
Is solar manufactured in the United States, or are we getting most of the components from China?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a mix right now. There's definitely more American-made solar coming online. There are still some components that certain manufacturers get from China, specifically the silicon. But we're definitely seeing a huge boost in American-made solar. So why not pair that with American-made steel? The two should go together.
All right. And how do you see that it could be done? Tell us.
Yeah, so I think what I'm hearing from installers in Pennsylvania, solar installers, is that they are choosing to use American-made steel on their system. That's, you know, the racking that goes onto your rooftop, but it's also the support structures for ground-mounted systems that might be out in a field. And so they're choosing American-made steel because that's what customers want. That's where the demand is. And so really, the installers at large and developers should be choosing American-made steel every single time.
And what would the Commonwealth have to do? Right now, we've got a governor who has a horrendous energy policy, trying to join up with local left-wing governors and regional left-wing governors to reduce power output. How do we get through this? Because you need power to create solar power.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we need is more leadership from our legislators to cut the red tape and actually allow these solar installations to happen at scale. Solar is the cheapest, fastest energy form that we can add to the grid. And there's been such a logjam in the legislature. So we really need them to show some leadership, pass great policies like community energy, and just making sure that solar can be adopted to lower costs meaningfully for the average American homeowner.
And that is possible, you tell us.
It is possible if legislators stop playing political games and remember that their constituents are really hurting right now. It is hard to afford to live. So, you know, lowering energy costs is one meaningful change that can help Pennsylvanians.
And Monica Carey, what specific legislation or initiatives are you talking about that will reduce the cost of solar and energy overall?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this really exciting policy called community energy. It's very popular. It's a way to subscribe to a local solar installation. You get a credit applied to your electric bill. So every single month, you get to save money. So obviously, it's very popular. It has a ton of bipartisan support, and it's legal in 23 other states, but not Pennsylvania. So we really need our state legislators to work together and give Pennsylvania another energy choice.
All right. So, Monica Carey, what are the chances of that? They can't even pass a budget.
Oh, man. I know. No, I do think this is something that it has been introduced many years in a row, but we're actually seeing more momentum, more support behind it than ever before. I think that we are in a real energy crisis, a real affordability crisis. Legislators are hearing the pain from their constituents. So I do think that there, if community energy is going to pass, this is the time. And I think that we need to remind them that this is their job. Make life affordable for us.
Residential solar, I like, because it's the individual taking the bull by the horns and reducing their own energy costs. And, you know, does anything else have to be done to assist residential solar for the individual?
I mean, there are definitely some improvements more on the local level. You know, sometimes you see the residential systems get caught up in local permitting at the municipal or the utility level. I think a lot of utilities still don't love solar. And so I think getting them out of the way so that homeowners can make that choice and do what's best for their own financial interest.
All right. Well, Monica, thank you very much. Monica Carey, she's a state director of something called SUN, calling for smarter state-level energy policy and increased use of solar. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Monica Carey. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
My friend Sal Scrimali texted and he said, and this is something Murph, I hope you're listening. I don't do the music Murph does, Sal, but Sal, of course, he's famous forever for a lot of things, but Daddy-O and the Sax Maniacs. No, but he said that he suggested a good closing song. Jackson Browne, stay just a little bit longer. That's a great idea. And it is how I feel at the end of the show. I was coming in this morning, and I was a little late, so I'm, you know, a little bit rushing. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, as I was listening to the morning show end, I'm thinking, you know, I don't want my show to be over. I want to go in and do it. Isn't that great? I'm telling you, it's very fortunate. And because it's such an easy job, they don't pay well. That's the downside. But other than that, it's a job you love to go to every day because I get to hang around with all of you. So thank you, Sal. I'm running it by Murph right now on the air that we have a steady closing song, and that would be Jackson Browne. Oh, we love that song. Let's go to the phone or to the phones, and we've got, if you know from the theme song, Larry from Plymouth. We never know what he's going to say, but he's going to say something. How are you, Larry? How are you, Larry?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, Bob. Now, I'm going to say something, Bob, and before you say I'm crazy, let me finish.
Well, no, I you don't come on and tell me the ground rules.
Okay.
If it's
crazy.
Well,
you crazy. Can butt in and call me crazy any time away, along the way. But here, Bob, yes, the other day I was watching some podcasts, day before yesterday, of Charlie Kirk. Mm-hmm. And after watching that, Bob, I have decided he was insane. He was truly insane after watching those podcasts, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, I know you are, but I think he is. I've had the exact opposite reaction. I never watched so much Charlie Kirk as after he was assassinated.
Yeah.
He was even more brilliant than I suspected.
Okay, well, it's insane people are brilliant too. But anyway, Bob, he said on one of his podcasts that he believed. That the attack, when was the attack on the Israelis? October 7th?
Yes, 2023.
He said he believed that that was an inside job.
I never saw that.
Well, I'll find out from
you
my
might
buddy
be confusing him
me
with,
on his phone.
You might be confusing him with Tucker Carlson.
No. And
he's
gone
off the deep end.
He also said that the Jews want to get rid of Christianity. Bob, I saw him saying it. See, and he said also that there's no reason that we can't be friends with Iran because he said, after all, Pakistan and India has nukes, but they're not always saying death to America, though, Bob.
I've never seen any of this, Larry.
Okay, well, I will find out, and then you could look it up.
And you could pass it on to Bulldog, tell him where I could find it, and I'll look it up. But you've got to remember this, though, Larry. Remember this. There is a lot of fake
Oh, I know.
AI on the internet. You go to Instagram and you better find out that you better double check the source, which I try to do before I throw anything on the air here.
Well, yeah, Bob, I saw the one like, with Chuckie Schumer and what's his name.
But that doesn't sound like anything even approaching what I've heard Charlie Kirk say regarding Mideast policy.
Okay, but I will find out. But see, Bob, that's what's wrong with religious fanatics, Bob. See, religion was the worst thing ever created by man, and it's going to destroy the world.
Well, religion was the worst thing ever perverted by man. Was it created by man? No, a belief in an almighty led us to want to do it, but then sometimes flawed human beings have developed the structures through which we worship.
I don't know, Bob. I tell you, when I hear these people on some of these people,
I always say this. I admire your atheism. I think you got it. Shows a lot of guts.
Some of these people that say they were talking to God and everything. Well, anybody says that they were talking to God and He was talking back to them, they should open up these crazy houses again, because that's insane.
See, I don't see that. I think people have experienced divine intervention. I have not. I would love to, but I have not, at least any overt intervention. I believe a lot of people do. I really do.
I don't think prayer ever helped anyone. I don't believe it because I'm going to tell you why, Bob.
This is why I have you on, because you will say, it's like, you remember Art Linkletter? He had the show Kids Say the Darndest Things. Well, yes. I should have it. Larry says the darndest things.
Well, no, Bob, because, Bob, when people pray, you know, they could pray 100 times, nothing happens. Then they'll pray one time, and something good will happen. Oh, my God, I prayed, and God saved him or saved it. No, the odds are finally going to come up where one time you pray, something good's going to happen.
Listen, the logic is on your side. I'm not denying that, Larry. But faith is exactly what it means. It's a leap to believe something that we can't prove to be true or is not a logical segue.
One of these days we're going to find out, Bob.
Yes. And if I'm wrong, okay. Somebody will be chuckling. Some superior being will be chuckling. If you're wrong, God bless you. Larry from Plymouth, we'll take a break and be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend Gian Bassaliga. And as we head into the weekends, we feature one of his great companies, Bassaliga Hospitality. Sergey's Live, the winner of the best nightclub, best live music venue, Aterra 519 downtown Scranton, right above Sergey's. Best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, best outdoor dining, best place for a first date, 307 Springbrook. The Stegmar Mansion, best reception hall. It's gorgeous. Takes you back to another era. The Far Street Tavern, winner of best bar food, best neighborhood bar. Queen City Tavern, winner of the best bar. And the Scranton Art House, best movie theater. They deserve every accolade they get. Richard Pollack. He was 81 when we lost him September 26th. He was from Larksville. Born in Exeter, he served his country proudly in the United States Army. He then worked in construction for many years, including Ed Gaida Construction. He was a man who always put his loved ones first, offering unwavering support, quiet strength, and a generous heart. He had a passion for Mustangs and fast cars. He loved to hunt. He loved to fish. He loved the quiet of all of that. Left to cherish his memory and mourn his loss, his wife of 60 years, the former Madeline Kaprowski Pollack of Larksville. His daughter, Tracy. His son, Gary, also of Larksville. His grandson, Gary, of Larksville. He'll be lovingly remembered by his family and friends as a devoted husband, father, and grandfather whose greatest joy was his family. Richard Pollack, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Bassaliga and Bassaliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny, 68 degrees, 58 outside our studios right now. Tonight, clear and chilly, low 45. Friday, mostly sunny, 75. Saturday, sunny, high 80. Sunday, sunny, high 80. I like a boring forecast, especially when it's in that territory. Well, we talk about the time, and whenever I look at the time, I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch. And we gave him a theme song. He could change it if he likes. Does anybody really know what time it is by Chicago? Bacardo Watch Store, the watch store, the jewelry store, downtown Scranton, Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue, Caddy Corner from the Radisson, Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, and like I have on, which you can see on the live stream, my lovely Bacardo Jewelers watch. Alex Bacardo, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Even better talking to you.
Always is.
You know, when I'm talking to you, I picture that beautiful store. I love that store. How, man, that took a lot of work to redesign. completely redesign it. It is so comfortable to come in and shop.
I appreciate that. It took around 2 years to fully complete this building, and we wanted it very modern and new age, and for people to come in, even if they weren't our customers now, to come in and feel invited and relaxed. We have couches, the bar, you know, a coffee stand, a drink stand. It's very lax in here, and we want everyone to feel welcome. New customers, old customers, and new generations. I want everyone to come in and not feel like they're in a jewelry store or pressured. You feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that's the vibe that we gave off. It's
you
pretty
really
cool.
Do.
I would
You're...
love to have everyone come in and check it out.
You really do. Hey, so you got something going on with Bulova. I saw a snippet of it on Instagram. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just got the new Bulova in, the brand new booty edition. It's the Lunar Pilot. Very special piece, numbered to around 5,500 pieces worldwide. Mm. You get it signed by the designer. It's a really cool, special dial watch. Bulova's been doing a lot of very cool things lately, which is amazing. But what I want to bring up, and I didn't even mention it to anybody yet, today's the first time I'm going to mention it. We are, as you know, an exclusive Breitling dealer. But we just got the honor. They came out with a brand new Premier ladies line that is exclusive only to three dealers, and I am the only one in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And almost in the East Coast. Not every boutique or store will carry this. My sales representative spoke with me, and we had a meeting, and they chose our store in Scranton, Pennsylvania, to be one of three major dealers to carry this exclusive ladies line, and it's fabulous.
Ladies line of Breitling. Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
Breitling always had ladies, but this is a brand new, exclusive, very limited series that is going to be only at Bucardo Jewelers.
Now, the first thing I do when I come in the store, I see the jewelry, and it stops me. And
absolutely.
It's the root of things. In future appearances, I want you to give us the history, because we're going back generations here with the Bucardo family.
Yeah, my grandfather started it, and then he took a pause and served in the Marine Corps. And when he came back, he started his own business. He started as an errand boy for a local jeweler, and then moved his way up and fell in love with the art. He used to make everything by hand. He's one of the best bench guys I've ever known, not just saying he's my grandfather, into what we are today. And yeah. A lot of people know us as a watch store. Our jewelry is top of the line. We're very exclusive in what we carry. Our colors are some of the best you can buy. Our pricing, I vent that, and it's not a sales pitch. I always tell people, there's a million places to go, and always go where you're comfortable, but give me a shot. I feel like if you never came here before, don't feel like intimidated to walk in. Walk in, ask for me. I'm always here. We'll sit down. We'll talk. Get an idea of what you're looking for, and it will get you what you want. I've been getting a lot of new people in because of that, and then they see, oh, geez, you're not just a watch place. You have some beautiful, exclusive jewelry lines, and we pride ourselves by that because it's very hard to get.
And there is no salesmanship. That's the one thing I loved about Bucardo's forever. There's no pressure. None.
None at all. We are going to be very laid back and relaxed. And when you come in here, you'll get a good vibe, I hope, and a good experience of to what I believe a jewelry store should be. Because I know even when I go out, I like to stop at watch stores and other places. And sometimes even myself, I feel, geez, do I belong in here? I feel like I'm getting looked at. You'll never get that here.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
I know it.
And some places don't make you feel welcome. But that won't happen here.
Great stuff. Well, Alex, I look forward to talking to you again. This Breitling high-end ladies line is great to hear about. The Bulova event and products ongoing, and plus everything else we talk about. That's why it's Bucardo Jewelers, your watch store time on this program.
Thank you very much.
All right. Alex Bucardo, thank you, man.
Have a good day, everybody.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. I remember, I don't remember what my curfew was in 1976, what, I was 15 years old? And I saw this, Joe Cocker, and John Belushi was next to him imitating him. It was hilarious. And Cocker was oblivious to Belushi and his histrionics. Great performance, though. This date, 1976, Murph says, Cocker performed on Saturday Night Live along with Belushi, singing Feeling All Right. Guys, one of our great listeners pointing out, one of the great supporters of the show, actually, pointing out the, it appears something happened in the skies. Like something was sprayed. If you look to today's skies versus yesterday. Now, I will tell you, I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just trying to tell you to start noticing the skies. I don't mean anything. I don't intend to just start looking at the sky and start wondering why on most days we don't have the clear skies I remember. Not just as a kid, as an adult. And what is this? How is all of these, or all of these chemtrails or whatever, how are they there? And again, you rose-colored glasses when you look back in the past. I would remember a jet going by and you would see, you know, a trail of smoke, vapor, all that behind it. But you had clear skies other than that, and the clouds, of course, themselves. Now there's just haze, and I don't know. I don't know what they are. I'm not trying to make a claim as to what they are. But I will tell you, the people that are concerned about chemtrails may not be wrong. I just want you to observe your skies from now on. And tell me what you think and start to look it up and think about it. All right. Let's go to Donald from Pittston on the government shutdown.
Yep. You there, Bob?
I'm waiting for your theme song to kick in.
Donald. Okay, you got it.
All right. How are you, my man?
Good. I got a soundbite for all your listeners here around the world. You ready?
Yes.
Bob Cordaro is so much better than Bob Cordaro. Jimmy Kimmel's going to give me an Oscar for that one. He's the only guy with any sense, though, right now, Fetterman, on the Democratic side.
I know. And yeah, I play that every time the Pie Man's on, and I love it. I laugh every time. So thank you.
The reason
for that.
I'm calling you, listen, I'm going to prove that. Ever see the movie like. The deep fake is really the truth, what Schumer really thinks. Mm-hmm. It's like the movie with Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar. He's saying, like, with the woke transgender agenda, our party's done. We have no. And everything says the same thing. He's constantly lying. This Schumer guy said the New York Times has a conservative bias. And everybody
in
the House.
I saw that yesterday. Right. Like, everybody on the Republican side of the aisle, they just burst out laughing simultaneously. Yeah. Spontaneously.
It's the right. Perfect thing that it was. Was there a movie years ago? Like, the guy was a lawyer, liar, liar. Jim Carrey, I think it was. Yeah. And everything he said was the truth, and that's what he's saying. He couldn't set a line. He's doing that actually with the sombrero. That's how they really feel inside. But you see, they're trapped with the socialist Mandami, the squad, AOC, and they can't go that way because now the majority of the party are becoming socialist. And they really don't want to go that far left, I don't think. And he's trapped because he's going to be probably primaried by AOC. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the only one that has the guts, you pointed it out, the only one that has the guts to oppose, well, two people, one person in media is Bill Maher. And one person in the House and Senate is John Fetterman, of all people.
He's more popular now, Republicans than Democrats. It was a poll I just read on the internet. I know there's some things with the transgender. He could switch over that, like, you know, but I know he devotes insane, but I think eventually he might just come over to the other side and say it's useless. You know, there's nothing there to work with. Yeah. Like Stephen Miller said in that speech he made for Charlie Kirk, they have nothing.
Yeah.
And and you can see it every day. This shutdown, I think, is going to hurt them because they're not coming up with any solutions. It is about illegal health care for illegal immigrants.
And it's about subsidizing. It's about pretending. It's also pretending with $400 billion of our money that Obamacare worked. That's what it's about, too.
Obamacare was a big failure.
Very important. Very important to them.
It's a failure. I'm going to give you a few key points before you explain. That was his mother had ovary cancer, and she died. He told the story 100 times. And the medical report came back, and they said it was a pre-existing condition. That was just to treat people with pre-existing conditions. That wasn't for transgender operations on kids or abortions or all this other nonsense. They wanted regular people to be treated if they had a pre-existing condition so they wouldn't die. They expanded all this into all this other garbage, which wasn't meant to be. The original bill, when he was campaigning for it, he said you could keep your doctor and everything else, and it turned out to really hurt the people that had good health insurance. It diluted it. You know, Donald said it.
We got to go because I got to take this call. But
we'll talk about it further, Dave. That's the truth.
He should have said, well, this will increase your premiums and your deductibles. Good luck, America. Thank you, Donald.
Yeah,
always a pleasure, my friend. And on the blower, my friend Jack Kuchak, big tournament Saturday, talking about the benefit of St. Joseph's, 1 o'clock shotgun. You can get you can join in as a sponsor or even a player at Dunmore Lumber. And Jack Kuchak, one of the guys who helps put it together every year, is with us. How are you, my man?
Bobby, good to hear from you. I'm glad there was a little brief different person on after our atheist friend from Plymouth. I'm like, I don't want to follow that guy. Holy mother of God.
I love him.
But yeah, Saturday's a great cause. I've been helping your brother Ronnie out in memory of your nephew Anthony for the last 10 years. But you know how it is with Ronnie. 10 years feels like 50 years. He went a little rogue this year on us. So I'll bring that up to him on Saturday. Uh-huh. I will be there. But it is a great benefit, anybody that's listening. We have a few spots still left open. I filled a couple yesterday. The money goes right to St. Joe's. We write a check that day, and it goes right to St. Joe's. It's going to be a good time, free food.
Perfect weather.
Heather Fox, it's fantastic. And then we're going to have, I think, food trucks, Ronnie said. And then Heather and Fox and I are going to drive around and get a couple cases of beer from Pudgy Perry. Thank you for all the work he does. And we're going to be handing out, like, beer and water to the golfers because she doesn't know how to play golf. And you played with me. I don't know how to play golf either. I just paid $15,000 to Glenn Meyer for shits and giggles, I guess.
Hey, quickly, because we're running out of time, but fire away on this. Our friend Billy Fox. Go ahead.
So Foxy, one of my best friends, passed away about 2 months ago, and we're raising money for his kids' education. His daughter's a senior. She's going to college next year, and little Billy's a senior at Marywood. It's a gun bingo the following weekend on Sunday at the catering hall from Carl Russo's. They were nice enough to donate it. PDQ gave us all the brochures, the tickets, everything for free. The money goes to the kids' education. We have over $25,000 in guns. We have a $4,000 thermal scope.
Well, you got to call next week because we want to really get into this, okay? We got to go,
yeah,
my
and
man.
Bobby, we have a Trump engraved pistol, so that'll be good for the listeners. And I believe in God.
Call next week and let's get this. Let's get some more info on this Fox thing. It's great.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on Saturday when I see you at the tournament.
A good man. All right, thank you. Jack Kuchak, we'll be back. John Cougar, before he became Mellencamp and before he went crazy left, had the number one hit this date, 1982, Murph tells us. Jack and Diane, shut up and sing, Johnny. A bunch of you, by the way, somebody texted him, when is the Bob Cadaro line coming out at Picardo's? I might have to have that conversation. I love watches. I don't like the really expensive ones to the point where I'd pay for them. Not that I can afford them anyway. But, man, they go from sort of just great solid watches like I have at Picardo's to like the most expensive, most beautiful watches you've ever seen. And I love to look at them. Anyway, back to the chemtrail stuff and the spraying of the somebody takes in, they're spraying silver something in the atmosphere since the 50s. Chemtrails. Somebody else, thank you for going there. And there's something called geoengineeringwatch.org. JJ the trucker said, Bob, at 7 a.m. the skies were clear except for chemtrails. Now they are hazy. Like, what is that? And it's that way all the time. Somebody else, Bob, the Bulldog better cue up the theme from the Twilight Zone. But I think more people are flying by plane, cargo by plane. There are just more planes in the sky than ever. I wish that explained it. They'd be straight lines. It wouldn't be this haze that's constantly there. Somebody else says they're attempting to control the weather with devastating crops, consequences to crops, humans, animals. I just want, and I'm not making a conclusion. I'm not pushing you to a conclusion. I'm just telling you, look at the skies and tell me why they are almost never clear. And when they are clear, how do you get this sort of smoke all over the place? I don't get it. I'll look. I'm looking every day and I'm saying, I don't have the answers, but I certainly have the question. Now, my Bacardi Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:01 and change. So that means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes. Hey, we're coming back. This is different for us. I've got a guy called Tommy Boy. He's a guitarist for the nation's number one yacht rock band, Yachtly Crew. And I'm going to talk to him about what the hell is this yacht rock thing. Maybe many of you are fans. We'll talk about it after this. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.